You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Welcome back. You're joining us from the main episode, fan service. We continue our discussion here, including some more Canadian topics. Shout out to all you Bare Naked Ladies fans out there. Plus some other related but more tangential topics.
These are great. All right, go ahead, Buzz Market.
Hold on. What was that?
What?
What was that?
That was my cat.
Wasn't me.
I forgot to mute it.
Oh, wow.
No, that was me kicking a box. Right. I've got all these cardboard boxes in here right now. I feel like an Amazon warehouse.
I was going to ask you to say what you said again, but I want to keep that now.
It wasn't worth saying the first time, so I'd hate to repeat it.
How is the weather there in Japan right now?
Light jacket, I suppose.
Yeah, you have all of the cherry blossoms in bloom, right?
I just missed them. A couple days ago, though, they were gorgeous.
Right. I look outside my window. I have snow.
Yeah.
Hey. There was still snow on the ground around here in Wisconsin yesterday.
No. Today it was snowing.
Oh, it was snowing. Mm.
Actively snowing. Snow continuing to pile up.
I woke up on Friday and it had snowed and I had to de-ice my car, but no one's really here to talk about that.
this is the weather. This is a weather podcast, right?
Oh man, does the Weather Channel have a podcast? I would so listen to that.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as they had wacky commentary about it.
Right.
Well, I guess I should listen to the new co-host of the podcast.
No, he's bullying me to finish games too.
No, I feel bad. What game should I play?
Let's see. You're Canadian, so
yes,
probably some hockey games.
Yes, I play through the Scott Pilgrim games. Oh wait, I can't anymore.
Oh yes, that's true.
Wait, what happened?
Scott Pilgrim games were delisted. They don't exist. If you didn't buy them before, like I didn't, and you want to buy them right now, I do.
Oh man, Kevin, you missed out on one of the best. Like it looks like a Neo Geo game. And plays like Streets of Rage. Streets of Rage mixed with River City Ransom. And it's Canadian, so instead of dudes going barf and then dropping like yen coins, they barf and then they drop Canadian
loonies and toonies.
Yeah, that's what people do, you know, and. Yeah, that game is amazing. The soundtrack. Oh, that's another thing is like, where is that's another example of an extreme fan service. Because if you're a Scott Pilgrim fan, that game is chock full of crazy references.
Well, Scott Pilgrim, the film is full of so many references.
Right. Like the school floor is a reference to Mario 3, like title screen with the black and white tiles. Like, oh man, I'm crazy.
Oh my god, I have to go watch that.
I'm gonna watch that again.
Watch that movie again, and then it's like everything is a reference in that.
Nick Izumi, I know you're listening. I want to be on your show.
But you know, there are people who are into whatever kind of genre, right? Like,
yep, exactly.
There are people who buy every single Call of Duty game that ever gets made, every year. Or there's three or four Assassin's Creed games that get made every year, right? Like, if you're into those kind of games, great. But for me, I've never played an Assassin's Creed game. And how many are there now? There must be at least a dozen, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think there were a dozen last year.
Do you have any idea?
No.
Sean, do you play Assassin's Creed? You played the third one, right?
I played Brotherhood. I own the third one.
Oh, okay.
You guys have talked about it on the podcast. So
I've mostly only played the multiplayer, which requires other people to actually be on the server.
Oh, right. And you own the Wii U version, right?
I own the Wii U version of 3, yeah. But I had Brotherhood on 360. And the problem with Assassin's Creed multiplayer is that people just want to like halo it up and just like blow things up and be, you know, want to go through the stealth portion of it, which I find fascinating, and that's why I want to play it. Yep. So there's always that one jerk who's like running across the rooftops, just like, no, dude, you're doing it wrong.
Right, exactly, and I think it's no difference when you're talking about those kind of online multiplayer modes. Like, that's a kind of a fan service that people, that these companies offer, because people expect every game to have a multiplayer component, even in games that where it makes no sense.
Metroid Prime 2.
Metroid Prime 2 is a great example. Yes. How about The Last of Us? Because you've been playing.
There's multiplayer in The Last of Us.
But there is a multiplayer mode in The Last of Us, and your reaction to it is exactly my reaction to that. It was why. And
like, does everyone just like crouch around boxes at each other and just try and how does that even work?
Is exactly how it works. Everyone crouches around boxes, around walls, and tries. It's deathmatch with The Last of Us.
That's how the title makes sense then. You fight until it's The Last of Us.
Yes. But and that game is like how, and that's another example of sort of the evils when it comes to fan service, right? Is because when you have a multiplayer mode, when you have people playing, they want to distinguish themselves from other players.
Yeah.
Could just make everyone a different color. But how about microtransactions everywhere?
Yay!
Oh God,
spend 99 cents and you can get a toque or a hat, I guess, as Americans would say.
It's so Canadian.
You could put on your
you call hats toques?
Well, you know, it's like it's a winter hat.
It's a type. Okay, it's a type of hat. Okay.
Yes.
I was like, wow, Canada's different.
Chesterfield, not SoFo. Okay.
Okay.
Or an Ottoman. But,
or an auto. If I had $1 million. Okay.
Yeah. But
there's some more Canadian fan service for you.
In The Last of Us multiplayer mode, you can spend money and buy multiplayer accessories, and they're only accessible in multiplayer, because if you play The Last of Us, it's a single player story driven game. So as someone who doesn't play multiplayer online games, I see that stuff and just like walk the complete other way, you know?
Yep.
And, but it's a total fan service thing. It's like people will say like, hey, I don't mind spending this money to get something that makes me look unique or be unique.
Yeah, I suppose so. Now I've taken it the other way, and I've decided that by playing the game, are you playing Miitomo right now?
Yeah.
Satoshi? Satoshi?
Yeah.
I've decided that my character will never wear clothes.
That's a very smart move.
That's how I'm going to avoid the DLC.
Very smart move.
I won't be tempted, because my shtick is that my character is just always running around in his underpants. Hey, the other type of fan service.
Oh, man. Like
Famicom Dojo fan service there.
Yeah, you gotta just watch out until Nintendo starts to moderate that and be like, you can't just like delete your account for indecent exposure.
Oh, I hope not. Hold on, I think I need a little more Canadian fan service.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Sean, you've been watching Red Green?
No. I was going to ask about Kraft Dinner.
Kraft Dinner.
All right, so...
Do they not have that in the States?
We do, it's but called... we call it Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's the same stuff, just as bad.
It's disgusting. Who likes that stuff?
I don't know. Enough people that it can, that the word they use to describe it is dinner. I mean, you know. It's like...
I'm pretty sure that now, like, I think it used to be called Kraft Dinner. You know, if you go to a supermarket now in Canada, it's just called Kraft. It doesn't even tell you what it is. It's just a blue box that says Kraft on it.
You're one step away from having it just say food.
or just get rid of Kraft completely. Just call it dinner.
Yeah, this is dinner. All right, let's give
Brady a chance. Let's do this again. Think of something quick. All right, I'm going to throw it at you.
All right.
Okay.
Until next time, the dojo is...
A Moe girl.
Accurate.
Famicom Dojo.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Our theme songs, Famicom Thrash and RPG, were written and performed by the Amaritones. Find them on iTunes and at amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Lloyd Judson at lewistrations.co.uk. Find us at famicondojo.tv/podcast, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded. And, of course, head over to littlepodcast.com to listen to other great shows on the Little Podcast Network.